This is John Batchelor. Well, conversation with Sarit Zahavi of the Armacor organization in North Israel underway. Sarit got an alert on her phone while she was talking to us. This is Sarit responding and explaining. Malcolm Hohenlein was with me at the time, and we waited and hoped for the best. The missile probably inbound from Yemen. The dogs knew before the alert system did. At least that's the way it felt. Dogs started barking, and then the alerts went off. Israel today. More of this later tonight.
We have alerts in Tel Aviv now. 1 minute. I know you are recording and it's not live.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Give me a minute.
Yeah, I've got it.
We just have alerts here in all over the center of Israel. This is more than 200 communities that had to run for bomb shelters. Millions of Israelis, it's the center of Israel, the most crowded areas of Israel, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, etc. The dogs, by the way, the dogs went crazy when we started the conversation. And this is usually happens when things are happening. My husband went to calm them down, and at the same time, there are IDF attacks in Lebanon. So, yeah, it's never boring in Israel.
Missiles or drones, and where are they from, is your guess?
It's probably missiles and probably from Yemen. I'm saying that because when we see these huge amount of...
A warning.
I'm sorry that I'm like, because I get now in the news that the missiles and the alerts are during a soccer game of the finals of the soccer game in Israel. And people have, you know, it's tens of thousands of people watching the soccer game and they have the sirens. Mm. And I'm looking at the TV while talking to you. They have nowhere to go. They just